And as I mentioned last week, and as D. Alonso McLeod mentioned last week, there was a delegation from Kimber that headed off to Canberra to see if they couldn't talk some sense into a couple of MPs with regards to the Kimber Waste Management Nuclear Facility. Those are my words, not the delegation's. We're joined by the head of that delegation, the Mayor of Kimber, Dean Johnson. Your Worship, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Keith.
How did the delegation go last week? Was there any sort of success or is it still a work in progress?
Yeah, look, I think it was a successful trip. We met with many of the crossbenchers, key opposition players, as well as the Prime Minister. So I think it's always valuable when you get meetings like that to be able to convey the feelings of the local community and exactly why this facility is so important to the future and sustainability of Kimber.
Did you find that the opposition and the crossbenchers who have expressed their concerns about this particular legislation were receptive to your concerns, or did you find them a little bit, shall we say, challenging to deal with at times?
Well, look, it was certainly a mixture, but a lot of it just comes down to politics now. It's disappointing that the opposition have taken that we should be using legislation forward by them back in 2012. So it's a really old piece of legislation. It also references Northern Territory, which was a site that was up for selection at that stage. And of course, it doesn't include any of the suite of benefits that we've negotiated with the federal government for hosting the facility in Kimber. So there was a range of views, but I think importantly, there was no one we met with had any opposition to the need for a national facility. Everyone recognises that it has to go somewhere. And really, there was no opposition to that place being Kimber either. It's just around the politics of how we get some legislation passed that can support that.
Speaking with the Mayor of Kimber, Dean Johnson, this morning about the Kimber delegation's trip to Canberra to discuss the Kimber Nuclear Waste Management Facility last week. When it comes to those benefits for the Kimber community, were the crossbenchers and opposition receptive to maintaining those benefits, even if they decided not to push ahead with Kimber as the location?
I guess we didn't to that stage of a formal promise. But there was recognition from everyone that Kimber is engaged in good faith in this process. And remembering, we started this process back in 2015. We believed at the time that by 2017 there would be a final host site named. And here we are, almost to the 6-year point. And this could be held up for much longer. That's the reality of the politics around it. So, the truth is, the more this is delayed, the lower the realistic value of our fund will be. So we feel there's an urgency to get this passed as soon as possible. But I guess it'll take as long as it takes. We've got the Prime Minister in particular is very solid behind this. He recognises the need, and we believe we've just got to make it happen.
Certainly hope that we do see a resolution to this sooner rather than later. Mayor of Kimber, Dean Johnson, thank you for joining us this morning on Good Morning EP.
Thanks very much, Keith.